Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strofe. Russia blasted the main children's hospital in Kyiv with a missile in broad daylight on Monday and rained missiles down on other cities across Ukraine, killing at least 36 civilians in the deadliest wave of airstrikes for months. Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
After the strike, hundreds of local residents flocked to the hospital offering water and assistance. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said emergency service workers could hear people under the rubble and were racing to save them. The attack on the capital was one of the largest of the war, he added. After the attack, President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was in Poland for a news conference, held a minute of silence and said Ukraine would retaliate for the strikes. The Russian Defense Ministry said its forces carried out strikes on defense industry targets and aviation bases in Ukraine. Moscow has repeatedly denied targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure. However, its attacks have killed thousands of civilians since it launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. NATO leaders meet this week for a summit commemorating the 75th anniversary of the military alliance, which has never been larger and more focused. But NATO is also facing potentially existential threats from outside and within. Besides Russia's war in Ukraine, challenges posed by an increasingly aggressive China and the Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza, some key members' commitment to defend their allies is coming under question. There's deep uncertainty over President Joe Biden's ability to beat his predecessor in November to lead the most powerful member of the alliance. As much as the spotlight will be on Biden, 31 other leaders have a voice in NATO decision-making. The summit will be British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's first appearance on the world stage. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website 24 hours a day at